USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump made it clear that he wants all schools to fully reopen this fall with appropriate safety measures in place. Vice President Mike Pence, holding a coronavirus task force briefing, agrees with the president.
It's absolutely essential that we get our kids back into classroom for in-person learning.
The Supreme Court ruled 7-2 on Wednesday that the First Amendment's Establishment Clause exempts religious organizations from employment discrimination lawsuits and from requirements to provide birth control to their employees. The Trump administration argued the Obama administration and the Affordable Care Act had been wrong to try to compel religious organizations and others to provide services such as the morning after pill in their health plans because doing so violated their religious beliefs. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world one life at a time.
I haven't got a cold in 2.5 years. My wife can't argue with my track record because she's seen me not get sick. My daughter got sick over Christmas. My wife got it about 3 days after she left. I went through both of them, didn't get sick. I tell people I like to think my immune system is armored up and I'm able to repel these simple, stupid colds. And if it isn't that, then what is it? Because I'd get at least a couple colds a year. And what has changed in the last 2.5 years? The only thing I can think of is I'm taking my fruits and vegetables, you know, the balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
United Airlines officials say tens of thousands of employees could be furloughed or laid off this fall. This news of possible cuts was mentioned during a town hall meeting with workers on Monday and Tuesday. Executives conducting the session shared details of bookings dramatically falling as a coronavirus pandemic spiked in the United States last month. The White House is discussing allegations from President Trump's niece in a new book. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details from Washington.
The White House says Mary Trump's tell-all book about the president's family is a book of falsehoods. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany telling reporters that the book from the president's niece is filled with what she calls ridiculous, absurd allegations that she says have absolutely no bearing in truth. Mary Trump is claiming, among other things, that President Trump and his siblings devalued assets and committed fraud.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The United States is considering a ban of Chinese social media sites, and USA Radio Network's John Hunt has more.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said that the U.S. is looking at banning TikTok and other Chinese social media apps over national security concerns. His remarks came as India banned the app and Australia is now considering it. Pompeo said, with respect to Chinese apps on people's cell phones, I can assure you the United States will get this one right as well. Pompeo says he does not recommend for you to download the app unless you want your private information in the hands of the Chinese Communist Party. Launched in 2016. TikTok is owned by the Beijing-based tech company ByteDance. It's been downloaded more than 1 billion times worldwide.
Continuing on this story, Vice President Mike Pence says the Trump administration is always working to keep American citizens safe and secure.
Whether it be the stand on Huawei or what we're currently considering with TikTok, this president also made it clear that we are going to preserve the national security interests of the United States of America from being compromised by the Chinese Communist Party.
Last year, New Jersey Congressman Jeff Van Drew switched from the Democratic Party to the Republican Party. Well, he won his GOP primary and will now face Amy Kennedy in the November election. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.